Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Daljit Dhaliwal, in for Adora Udoji. Now, more on that Pakistani story that we've been following in our news briefs with Mark, and he just talked about the fact that for the first time, Pakistan has said that some of the Mumbai terror attacks were planned on their soil. Officials say that several suspects are being held. Alan Cowell is following this story for our partner, The New York Times. He's a senior correspondent of NewYorkTimes.com and he's based in Paris. Alan, thanks so much for doing this for us. What are the Pakistani authorities saying? What more have they said about the way that these attacks were planned and these suspects that they're holding?
Well, this does seem to be quite the fullest account that I've heard so far of exactly what happened and the extent to which Pakistan or Pakistani nationals and Pakistani territory were involved. I mean, perhaps the most startling of these disclosures today from the Pakistan Interior Ministry is that part of the plot was actually hatched on Pakistani soil, which is something Pakistan was very reluctant to acknowledge at the time of the attacks.
Why the change of heart then?
I think there's a lot of tension at the moment. We've got a new administration in Washington. Nobody wants in that region, I don't think, wants this to spin out of control. The Indian authorities have been getting more and more angry at the absence of results from the Pakistani investigation. The same time as this press conference was held in Pakistan today, which to explain these new disclosures, Richard Holbrooke, President Obama's new envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan, had just been visiting. So I think there's a degree of a desire by Pakistan to show goodwill and to hope that it will not be accused in future of dragging its heels.
And how is India likely to respond to this? I mean, do they want these suspects extradited?
That hasn't emerged yet. I think there's a sense of vindication. The Indian authorities do seem to be initially playing it cautiously. They're saying, well, let's get official notification of this. Let's see the documents. And once we've done that, we'll respond. But there is a sense of satisfaction, I think, that everything India has said from the very beginning, that this was closely orchestrated from Pakistani territory, has now come to pass and now been vindicated.
And here's the thing. President Zardari of Pakistan said that there was no, he was talking about no state complicity. He spoke about sort of non-state actors. What kind of impact is this likely to have on his civilian government?
No one so far has gone so far as to say to fully confirm that what the Indian accusation is, which is, if you remember, that official agencies was the word that was used, the idea that the Pakistani intelligence services or parts of the Pakistan intelligence services would have been involved in this. That's not what's being said today. And until that's cleared up, I think that the real background to this will probably remain rather murky.
All right. Alan Cowell of our partner, The New York Times, following this story for us. He's a senior correspondent of NewYorkTimes.com based in Paris. Thank you.